Let's go now to the floods in central and southern New South Wales. It never rains, but it pours. Hey, the New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally will visit flood-affected Wagga Wagga in the state's southwest today. So far, 11 New South Wales shires have been declared natural disaster areas, with flood warnings remaining on 13 rivers in regional New South Wales. Concerns centre right now on the Castlereagh River at Coonamble and Murrumbidgee at Wagga. 1 month ago, the state was celebrating the end of the drought. Now large parts of New South Wales are underwater. Wayne Gill is the Mayor of Wagga Wagga and he joins you now. Wayne, welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
And Wayne, the Murrumbidgee hasn't quite broken its banks yet, but I understand it's getting dangerously close. How close?
Yes, it's up to 9.6 at 5 a.m. and so it's expected to peak 10 o'clock or after today, so it's getting very close to it.
And what's the peak point? How many metres?
They're saying 10.2 or 3 at this point in time, which means it won't affect the city itself, but it will certainly affect the other outlying areas, North Wagga and East Wagga and a little village we call Gumley Gumley. And so they will certainly, looks like we'll get water into them.
So at the moment, the river's at 9.6. What does that look like? Does it look like a high river or is it already starting to spread out a little?
Oh, no, it's amazing. Yesterday I was down on the riverbank and thousands of people just walking along looking at it because they've never seen it that high, of course, over the last 8 or 10 years.
Mm.
And it's very spread. It's fairly wide as it goes through Wagga, but it's just people are amazed at the level it just comes up to.
You've seen a lot of floods in the area, I guess. How's the build-up to this one compare?
If you can call a flood event smooth, it's been smooth in terms of, as I said, it wasn't a downpour straight away where everyone was suddenly inundated with water. It's been a steady progress and the smooth decision to evacuate was made a couple of days ago. So people haven't had time to get ready and get their furniture out, get things up. So from that sense, it's been well orchestrated and organised.
Mm. How many people have been evacuated from their homes so far?
About 350. So it's about 1,200 or 1,300 people. So the whole suburb of North Wagga at the moment is isolated.
The whole suburb?
Yeah, the roads are cut or you can't get into it. There's no way in.
So everyone's gone from there then?
Yes. I think there's a handful of people, as usual, who don't want to go in higher areas. So, and we have staff over there still furiously working on the levee bank, making it as high as they can with sandbags and other things just to keep as much water out as they can.
Are you worried about those people that don't want to move? Are too worried to move?
Personally, I'm not, because I think if everything's been explained to them, it's their choice. They're not really on a level where they're going to get water into them. But we have, as I said, with SES, have got evacuation procedures. If they have to move out, they can move in quickly.
If the river does peak, it does peak at 9.9 or 10 metres or whatever it is, is the impact going to equal the impact of past floods? I think there was a big flood in 84, was it?
Yeah, 74.
74.
Yes. And I don't think it'll go quite as high as that. There's lots of betting going on at the moment whether we'll hit the 74 level or not. So I'd say if it breaches and goes into North Wagga, then yes, it will be the first time since 74 that water has actually gone over into that suburb.
So the city of Wagga itself should be safe. It's far enough and protected enough from the floodwaters at the moment. But what about just generally access to the town? Because isn't the Sturt Highway cut off?
Yeah, the Sturt Highway is closed. Where the water flows across into the, because all the creeks are swollen through there coming into the Murrumbidgee. But it's there is a way round. We've got directions. So it might take people another 10 or 15 minutes to get through the city, but there is a way round that you can get through and go through to Adelaide and all over the place still. So, yes, it takes a bit longer, but you can get around.
Okay, so the highway's cut, but the town's not cut off.
Yes.
What about the farmers? You know, they've just suffered.
Oh, it's just
terribly with the drought, then they had this bumper crop coming. Yeah. Are the crops all underwater?
Yes, a number of them. And I think after the event of a few weeks ago in October, that was bad enough. And this one's just hit them again. So I think it's really a problem. We've just fixed all the roads to try and get the transport in to get them out, all the crops. But this isn't helping at all. And I just feel so sorry for people that have worked so hard. And year after year, they just get crucified with weather.
And livestock too, Wayne?
Yeah, livestock's not too bad there. There was I saw a list yesterday from North Wagga, which included budgies and goodness knows what else. That has all been removed from the suburb up to our shelters, so that was good.
I guess I'm talking about cows and...
Yes, no, to the best of my knowledge, that hasn't impacted yet.
Okay. Well, the Premier is coming to town today, and she comes, you know, bearing reassurances that the state government is there and they'll be also looking for federal government backing. What is the message you want the Premier to bring?
Just help us as much as she can. I mean, I have to be honest and say in the last two flood events we've had here, they've been very good. The amounts we've put in for, we have got so that we can fix things up. So if it goes by past experiences, then we'll be right, because I do a flood disaster area, and they don't hesitate to help us out where it's needed.
Okay.
And that's been the case.
Well, we're broadcasting nationally at the moment, Wayne. Is there any message you want to broadcast to people who might be coming up that way, or that you think you need to get out to people?
No, I think people should understand that you can get through, you can go and do all the business you need wherever else you want to go, and it's just a natural river rising and flowing over in areas and going through. So it's not a major disaster by any means.
Okay, and as you manage to deal with this and await those floodwaters after, as you mentioned, all those years of drought, what is the mood of people now at the moment? I guess this flood beats drought, but...
Yes, it's... The mood in the city is really good. I haven't been out to the country areas yet, but I'd suggest that they'll be desperately trying to get their crops in and hope everything goes right, or at least they get something in. So it's different moods in different areas. But then again, if they don't get the crops in and some money doesn't flow through, then of course the retail in the city is not going to be helped.
Mm.
And so there will be a bleak Christmas because they can't spend what they don't have and after all these years. So yeah, it will affect everyone.
Okay, the timing is cruel. Wayne, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Wayne Gill is the Mayor of Wagga Wagga, joining us there from the regional New South Wales town. And 11 shires now drug affected as 13 rivers prepare to break their banks. It's 9 minutes to 7 on RN Breakfast.